Okay, Chairman, we're ready to go.
Okay. Excuse me. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio? I see you, Roy. Mr. Reggio? Maybe you can't hear me. Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Could you please stand for a salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the Republic where it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty
and justice for all. Mr. Neely, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are two changes to tonight's agenda. 100 Lakeview Drive is off until February 23rd with no further notice. And Eva Star Properties, 513 South Washington Avenue, is off until February 9th, and they must notice.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Let's turn our interest over to item number 522-ZB-04V, HBR Properties.
Mr. Lanford, are you present?
Mr. Chairman, Peter Lanford appearing on behalf of the applicant. If I may, with respect to this application, there are two variances that we are seeking from the board this evening.
Can you hear me?
Where that is?
Please stay muted.
I'm not hearing a thing.
We hear you, Roy. It's your volume.
Did everybody
Lanford, continue?
Everybody did hear me?
Yes, Mr. Lanford.
Yes, Mr. Lanford. You're good.
Okay, Mr. Lanford, proceed.
Okay. This is a property at the intersection of Brookside Road and Palisade Avenue. It's a corner lot.
Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry. Can I continue?
Yes, please do.
All right, which has upon it a new single family residential dwelling, which was just recently completed. The applicant was attempting to get a final certificate of occupancy when it was discovered that there are two pads for air conditioning condensers on the right side of the property that are 6.7 feet from the property line. And a recently enacted ordinance requires them to be 10 feet from the property line. The pads are in place, and thus the applicant is seeking to obtain a variance to keep those pads there.
Mr. Cahill, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Roy.
I'm not hearing anything.
Try your volume on your laptop. Now you're muted. I'm so sorry, Mr. Lanford. Please proceed.
That's okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The second part of this application is to construct a fence around the side of the property to the rear of the property for privacy. That fence will require variance. The fence that we are proposing is a 6 foot high PVC fence, which violates your ordinance for a couple reasons. One is that a solid fence is not permitted in the front yard, that the fence is 6 feet high. And the justification for it is that this property is a corner property. The house fronts on Brookside, where we are proposing to construct the fence would be from the, on along Palisade Avenue, about halfway down the lot, across the, across Palisade, across the back of the property, and that back along the property line to provide to the property owner privacy and security, especially if there are young children on the property. It is important that that be provided. And ironically, one of the other benefits of the fence is with respect to the pads that I just talked about for the air conditioning units, they would be screened by the fence that we are proposing. I have received a report from Mr. Chadwick dated January 24th, 2023. Mr. Chadwick's report supports the two variances, and I would rely on that report and support for my request for those variances.
Thank you, sir. Any members of the board have any questions for this application, or this applicant rather? Hearing none, I am going to, is that all the testimony you plan on giving tonight, Mr. Langford, on this particular application?
I believe that's all that's necessary,
Mr. Chairman. That's fine, I just wanted to cover my bases. I'm gonna open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
Hold on one second. I have a Jerry Wilson raising his hand, but I think that was from earlier.
Okay. Is he still there or does he want to talk about this application? Okay, look, Mr. Wilson? You have to unmute yourself, sir.
Mr. Wilson, can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry, this is on the next one. I raised my hand premature.
Okay,
no problem at all. Are there any other members of the public that have their hands up, Laura?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna close the public portion. I'm gonna make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it, Steve Weissman.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Yeah, he hears us now. Yeah. Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
We'll memorialize this on this meeting.
Okay, we'll see you in about 30 seconds, Mr. Lifred.
No problem.
Let's move along to item number 6, 22-ZB-05V, HBR Properties, LLC. Mr. Linfritt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That is my application. Also, this is an application to construct a single family residential dwelling in the R10 zone. We are seeking this evening three variances. The first variance is a variance for minimum lot area. The lot in question is 8,000 square feet. The zone requirement is 10,000 square feet. The next variance is lot width. The required is 100. We have 80. Both of those variances are existing conditions and are not exacerbated or caused by this application. In conjunction with those variances, we sent letters to the adjoining property owners to see if they were interested in acquiring the subject property. Both adjoining property owners do not have any available land to sell to us, but by law, we are required to send letters to the adjoining property owners to see if they would want to purchase the properties. We did that. I filed those letters with the board secretary, and they should be on file with the township. I have, as of this morning, received no response to those letters. The third variance that we are seeking is building coverage. Your ordinance requires 20%. We are proposing 22.9%. In support of that variance, I will call as my witness, Mr. Fletcher.
Mr. Fletcher, are you present?
I am.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Yes, it's Paul J. Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, 54 West Pond Road, Hopelon, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. Fletcher, what is your occupation?
I'm a licensed professional engineer and professional planner. I'm the principal of Fletcher Engineering and have been so for 31 years.
And Mr. Fletcher, have you appeared before this board in Piscataway on previous occasions?
I think so.
I know. All right. I would. Let's go back. Can you very briefly tell the board your educational and professional background so I can get you qualified?
Sure. I have a Bachelor of Applied Science from the University of Toronto. I'm a licensed professional engineer and professional planner. I've been the principal of Fletcher Engineering, as I said, for 31 years. I've been accepted as an expert.
Mr. Lanford, his credentials are more than acceptable.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fletcher, can you describe the subject property and describe the nature of the application and the variances that we are seeking?
Certainly. The subject property, commonly known as 79 Coventry Circle, it's lot 43 in block 8203. Currently a vacant lot. It was created, I believe, in 1971, the filing of a map, a major subdivision. The applicant proposes to construct a single-family house. There are three variances associated, as you mentioned. A lot width, 100 feet is required in the R10 zone, 80 feet is existing. A lot area, 10,000 square feet is required, 8,000 square feet is existing. And there is no land available on either side to purchase without making those lots non-conforming. The other variance is for lot coverage by building. 20% is allowed in the zone. Would this lot be a conforming lot of 10,000, we would be able to construct a house with a footprint of 2,000 square feet. We're proposing 1,832 square feet, which gives us a percentage of 22.9. This lot is slightly unusual in that the right-of-way does not curve when the road curves. If it was a normal situation where it was a 50-foot right-of-way, there would be an extra 585 square feet of land associated with the lot. And if that were the case, the requested variance would only be 21.3 versus the 20. Regardless, we don't own that land right now. So our variance request is for 22.9, which I personally believe is a de minimis request on the applicant's part. And would not be out of character with the other large two-story homes in the area. With regard to the lot width and lot area, I think the board has the authority under a C1 hardship criteria grant the variances. As I said, it's an existing condition with no land available. The lot coverage is de minimis in nature. I see no adverse effect to the zone plan, the master plan, or the neighborhood by the granting of these variances.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. As you indicated, the house that we are proposing is consistent and compatible with houses in that neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay. And in conjunction with this application, a report was issued by Mr. Chadwick, dated January 24, 2023. You've had an opportunity to review that report?
Yes.
Okay, and Mr. Chadwick in his report indicates that the deviation seems to be acceptable and keeping in character with the neighborhood. Is that correct?
Yes, that's his opinion, yes.
Okay. I have no further questions of Mr. Fletcher.
Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions for Mr. Fletcher or any comments about this application right now?
I just have a couple of questions for Mr. Fletcher, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, please.
Mr. Fletcher, the applicant could build a conforming house conforms with the lot coverage requirements. Is that correct?
That is correct.
It would just have to be slightly smaller than proposed now?
That is correct.
Is there any benefit to the township in allowing a lot coverage variance? Versus what a conforming lot coverage would be?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I'm sorry. Is there any benefit to the township of granting this variance when a conforming house could be built?
I don't believe there's a benefit, but I don't see any detriment either.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Any other members of the board? Questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application? Please raise your hand. Ms. Buckley, you're muted.
People popping up. You got to give me a second.
Okay.
Jerry Wilson.
Mr. Wilson, are you present?
Hi, Mr. Chairman and Board. My name is Jerry Wilson. I'm the son of Carrie and Jerry Wilson, who are the adjacent property to 79 Coventry Circle.
Mr. Wilson, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure, yes.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to start off with a brief statement that my parents have lived in Piscataway over 50 years, have been at the property for over almost 45 years. The current homeowners at Coventry Circle overwhelmingly oppose granting a requested bulk variance.
I'm going to object to what homeowners in the area feel they have to be there to testify. If Mr. Wilson wants to give his opinion, he's more than free to do that.
And he's giving his opinion. So go ahead, Mr. Wilson.
Yes. Additionally, we have a petition from more than 50% of the residents.
Mr. Lanford, you can stop there. Mr. Wilson, we cannot accept a petition. You can certainly give your testimony.
Sure.
If the people that signed the petition want to testify during the hearing, they are certainly able to do so. But sure. The law in New Jersey says that we cannot accept a petition.
Okay, no problem.
Please continue. So
the reasons cited for opposing the bulk variance, one is infringement on adjacent properties, resulting in conflict with both adjacent neighbors. Two, compromise of aesthetic spacing between the properties, resulting in potential lower market values. Number three, resulting crowded appearance in relationship to adjacent properties, again, resulting in loss of market value. Fourth, a disharmony of symmetric appearances from property to property. And then lastly, asymmetric construction relative to current landscape aesthetics of the entire Coventry Circle.
Okay.
I also, if I may, have a number of questions for the zoning board as well.
By all means.
First is, what was the reason for having a minimum requirement for a residential lot in Coventry Circle, Gramercy Park, or Piscataway Township?
Well, the township, the mayor and council set standards for neighborhoods, and those standards vary from neighborhood to neighborhood. And that is the lot coverage limit that the mayor and council found to be appropriate for that area.
And is the minimum lot size requirement the same for all current homes in Coventry Circle?
I don't have that answer off the top of my head.
Okay. Do you know how many homes have been built on Coventry Circle or in Gramercy Park through a use of variance since enactment of the minimum lot requirements?
The zoning board does not have that information.
Okay. And it was stated previously that there are no benefits for this variance as articulated by Mr. Fletcher?
I believe he said there was also no detriment as well.
Okay.
In his opinion.
In his opinion, okay. Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of these minimum requirements for the township of Piscataway?
The mayor and council who passed the zoning ordinances found those that lot coverage limit to be appropriate for that neighborhood and that zone.
Okay, next question. Are any of the members of HBR LLC related to the zoning board?
Mr. Lanford.
Yes. I don't know what related to the zoning board means, if you can clarify that.
Associated owner, affiliated.
There is no
shareholder.
There is no member of HBRC who is a member of the zoning board.
a member of the zoning office, employed by the township.
One, there are two principals in HBRC. One of them is a township employee.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Wilson?
Would that be perceived as a potential conflict of interest?
Even if the employee of Piscataway was the applicant himself and not part of an LLC and wanted to develop this property, that employee would still have to come before the township, as would any other elected member, the mayor, councilman, et cetera. They're not exempted from the zoning board.
Okay, so that's it. That's yes?
It's not a conflict, no.
So it's not a conflict, okay.
No, sir.
Okay, those are my set of questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Ms. Buckley, do you have anyone else?
Yes, we have Jay Marshall.
Is Jay Marshall present?
Mr. Marshall, you're muted. Thank you.
Mr. Marshall, can you hear me?
He's not muted.
No, I see that. His hand's raised.
Mr. Marshall, I need to swear you in. If you can hear us, please raise your right hand.
Yes, I am.
Oh, sorry about
can
that,
man. Can you
hear
me now?
Yes, sure, can you hear me now, ma'am? I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
I am doing that, yes.
You're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Thank you. Could we have your full name and address, please?
Judith Marshall, 64 Coventry Circle.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, thank you,
Judith. Please tell us what's on your mind.
Okay. Yes. Well, I obviously live on the street, and I just learned today about the situation. And I heard the statement that Mr. Wilson couldn't speak for the neighborhood. So I just wanted to be sure that at least that I could register that that concern. And I know that you know, most of the neighbors, though, those who know about the situation, would like an opportunity. Apparently they aren't on call right now. Will there be an opportunity later after this meeting for the neighborhood to?
If the applicant completes the application tonight, it may be voted on.
Oh, okay. What does he have to do to complete the application tonight?
Finish his testimony.
Oh, I see.
And everyone received notices that was required to receive notices under the law. So if they wanted to attend this meeting, they could.
When you say everyone received a notice, everyone on the block should have received a notice? Is that what
everyone saying? Within 200 feet of the edge of the applicant's property was required to receive a certified mailing.
I see. Okay. All right. So those who weren't aware really don't have an opportunity to speak when we're concerned about our property values and the effect that having a home that doesn't match the current homes and property size, which of course will affect our property values. We don't have an opportunity then to know about this in advance so that we can bring in enough people to express concern. That's what I'm concerned about.
The law in the state of New Jersey requires the applicant to notify everyone within 200 feet of the edge of the property and to publish notice in the newspaper. This applicant did that, and therefore they noticed the people that needed to be noticed.
Yes, I see. All right, so as a citizen, a property owner, and taxpayer for many, many years, then we have no other opportunity? I do hear what you're saying about state law, but all right.
Yeah, the opportunity is this evening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Now, is there a certain number of property owners that you would need to respond?
Any property owner that wants to appear tonight and testify can do so.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What helps? How many people would be needed to respond this evening?
The board would listen to anyone who wants to testify from the public, just as they listen to the applicant.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith. We appreciate you. Ms. Buckley?
Jocelyn Canover?
Yes. It's Jocelyn Canover.
Hi, Jocelyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth.
Yes.
Name and address, please.
Jocelyn Canover, 11 Coventry Circle.
Thank you.
So my question is just how much would the, if the variance were to be approved, would encroach on the neighbor's property, on the adjacent properties, how much would the building come over to their side of the properties?
Well, there are certain setback requirements in Piscataway in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
The applicant is proposing to comply with the setback requirements, so the structure will not be any closer to the property line than is permissible under that zone. However, okay, the structure, if the variance was granted, would be larger than permitted in that zone.
Okay. And how, I guess my question is how much larger, because all of our houses are similar in size. So I'm looking at it from a perspective of, will this house stand out on our street now that it's much larger than what is allotted, or, you know, how would that affect the neighborhood in general?
We can't give you an exact answer to that.
Okay.
That is a subject to be considered by the board when deciding whether or not to grant this variance.
Okay. Well, if I could give my personal opinion, I would hope that they would at least consider the neighbors that are adjacent to them. And if the house could be built within the 20% variance, that should be what they follow. Because you do have to still keep in mind the neighbors on both sides of the property, and in that, then it's very close. That's just my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Buckley.
It's a telephone number, 949-243. Yeah, whoever that is, can you please unmute?
Your hand's raised. Area code 949. Your hand's down now.
This is Lorene West.
Name and address, please.
20 Coventry Circle. Again, the name is Lorene West.
Hi, Lorene. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. West, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
You yes.
The testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Thank you. Please give us your thoughts on this application.
Okay. Are you ready for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Wilson asked several questions of the board, and several of them the board was not able to answer tonight, maybe because you didn't have the documentation or the facts in front of you. And I would like to have those questions answered that Mr. Wilson asked before we vote on this, before you guys vote on it. Is that a possibility?
Ms. West, the zoning board considers
your application. We don't have all the facts.
Okay, Ms. West, the zoning board considers the facts that are presented to the zoning board. The zoning board does not go out and research things. So if
Mr. Wilson asked these questions of the zoning board,
what particular questions, ma'am?
You didn't have the answers to them.
Ma'am,
you did not have it in front of you.
Be specific. What particular questions?
I would have to go back to Mr. Wilson. If Mr. Wilson could come back on and give you the questions that he asked, we're just simply asking for answers to these questions. We're voting. You guys would end up voting on something where you don't have all the documentation or the facts.
Well, I appreciate your concern. Yes. We're not going to delay the proceedings tonight.
Okay, so you're telling me regardless of the answers, regardless of whether they're right or wrong, you're going to vote tonight on this proposal.
That's
correct. What you're telling me.
That's correct. Okay. We're going to take the testimony that was provided to us tonight, and we're going to make the best decision.
You just go with what you get right then, regardless. So why do you come on, have the public come on and propose questions, give you questions, if you don't care whether you answer them or not?
Well, the zoning board does not answer questions and does not do research on its own. We consider the evidence presented to us by the applicant and by the public.
They were zoning board questions that he asked you. And you, Mr. Kinley, said you did not have that information in front of you.
We do not, and we never do on any application.
On any application or on any question? Which one is it? Which one is it?
We do not have that information before us on any application that comes before
the zoning board. So then you come to the zoning board unprepared?
No, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're telling me?
Ma'am, you're incorrect, ma'am.
Sorry?
Two of you are incorrect.
I'm incorrect?
Yes.
Okay, so when Mr. Wilson, if he could come back and ask you these questions, and you tell us again that you don't have the answers to them, then it's okay, you'll go on and vote anyway. Is that what you're saying?
Ma'am, the zoning board does not research each application.
I'm not asking you to research.
Ma'am, I didn't interrupt you. Please don't interrupt me.
Okay,
you go on. The zoning board considers the evidence that's presented to it by the applicant and by the public. And that is how we make a decision.
And Mr. Wilson falls into the public category.
Am I right? Yes, if he wants to present that information to the zoning board, we will consider it.
Okay, so can he come back on tonight and present the questions again that he asked earlier this evening?
Ma'am, if he has the answers, he can present those.
If he has the answers, he wouldn't ask the question.
And we've already answered his questions.
No, you have not.
We answered it. We absolutely did. We told him we didn't
you
have
the answered them to the best of your ability, and I appreciate that.
And it's correct.
But there were some that were outside of your capability at this time, this evening. Okay?
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Ms. Buckley, any other residents?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You want already? Mortel Grant.
Is Mortel Grant present?
Yes, I am.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Thank you. Can we have your address, please?
I'm sorry. Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
Yeah. Can we have your address, please?
It's 91 Coventry Circle.
Thank you.
Please proceed, ma'am.
Excuse me?
Ms. Grant, please
go ahead with your comments.
Oh, okay, yes. I'm just concerned about the overall aesthetics of the property they're proposing to build in that particular area. It does not look like any of the properties that are in the neighborhood. I know things changed since 1970, but I think that would be, it would stand out and not kind of blend in what the neighborhood looks like. I'm concerned about overall property value. And because it's so much large, I just really oppose to the proposal that was given tonight. Thank you.
Buckley?
Otis Richards?
Mr. Richards?
Mr. Richards, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, you can hear me fine.
Yes.
You swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
My name is Otis Richardson. My address is 32 Coventry Circle.
Thank you. Go ahead with your comments.
Comments I would like to make are going to be to the point. I support Mr. Wilson's testimony totally. I support the testimony of Ms. West. In fact, I support the testimony of everyone that has responded so far. Earlier, I believe it was Mr. Lanford who made testimony that suggested that the property proposed was symmetric, so to speak, with the current housing in this Coventry Circle area. That is not the case. And as I'm sure you just heard testimony from one of the residents to that effect. So the list of questions that Mr. Wilson posed, I myself had the very same concerns about. So at this point, in listening to the last testimony, my question is, what options do we have? Because it seems like that nobody's listening to what we have to say as the proximate homeowners, as the homeowners around the circle, et cetera. So our next step should be what?
First of all, Mr. Richardson, the zoning board listens to all of the testimony before it, both from the applicant and from members of the public. That is what they're going to base their decision on.
I understand that. So the zoning board makes a decision, and we need to do what next as property owners on Coventry Circle?
Any interested party who is dissatisfied with a decision of the zoning board can appeal that decision to Superior Court in New Brunswick.
Okay. And my suggestion to the other property owners is going to be that we do just that.
You're making that assumption before we vote.
Well, no, I'm just stating a position, because from what I'm hearing is that, you know, this is a fait accompli.
No, and I apologize if that's the way it's coming across. It's
well, I'm sure that's well, I can't say I'm sure, because then I would be speaking for the other residents, but that's the residents I get. And so I would be suggesting to other residents who are on this meeting is that we decide that we will probably have to take further steps and do just what you suggested.
Understood, Mr. Richardson. Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for giving me some time.
You're welcome. Ms. Buckley, anyone else?
Tiffany Muniz.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know this.
Hey, hold on, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Swear the testimony you're about to give, show you the truth?
Yes.
Okay, now could I have your name and address, please?
Tiffany Crookshank, 75 Coventry Circle.
Thank you.
I'm the lot adjacent to 79. Now I have a question. This lot was empty since 1971. So why all of a sudden it has enough space to build something now after so many years, after 51 years?
The applicant has brought an application to develop the property. The zoning review identified several variances, and that's why the applicant is here for a hearing.
Well, the previous owner tried and it was knocked down. So why all of a sudden it was passed now?
Nothing has been passed. Every application has to be reviewed on its own merits.
Was there a meeting prior to this meeting that
this
would
happen? This is the first meeting on this application.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Ms. Buckley?
We have a Kyle Wilson.
Is Kyle Wilson present?
How are you doing?
Good, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
The testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Definitely.
Your name and address, please.
Kyle Wilson, 83 Coventry Circle.
Thank you. Go ahead with your comments.
How accurate are your lot plans? Because it seems like you're trying to get variances and take property from my parents who live at 83 Coventry Circle, and you're okay with it. This is property that they bought a long time ago, which are different from your current plans, which you guys have seemed to plan and make plans for already. And I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
If I may respond to that, our property was surveyed. The plan that is before the board shows the development on property that is owned by the applicant, not on anybody else's property. If anything, over the years, there probably has been the use of this property by adjoining property owners without the consent of the prior owner. But the plan that is before the board involves the property that is owned by the applicant, which consists of 8,000 square feet, and that's what we are hoping to develop.
And right. Mr. Wilson, if you believe that there is a dispute with regard to the location of property lines or the ownership right. of property, the zoning board would encourage you to retain your own surveyor. The township does not get involved in property boundary disputes between neighbors. That's up to the neighbors to work out and go to court if necessary.
Okay, so we can just get professional to survey and then stake out our land back. We can
do that? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Keneally, we have two people that already spoke that are raising their hands again.
Okay, is there no one new that has not spoken yet?
No.
Do you want to allow round two for public comment?
But it has to be brief. We have a long docket tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, briefly.
All right, Mr. Richardson.
Mr. Richardson, you remain sworn in to tell the truth.
I'm sorry. I'll lower my hand. I've stated my case. And.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
Judith Marshall.
Judith,
Ms. Marshall, you remain sworn in to tell the truth.
Judith, you're muted. There you go.
I have. Yes. All right. I have two questions. One of you ended based upon the merits of the case, and so I guess merits have to do both with the pros and the cons, right? So yes. As the property owners and many of the owners are people who have bought in very recent years, so they really have substantial investment in their property. I'm just saying there's more. We've been here for many, 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 many years, you know. So I think that should be one of the merits of the case, hopefully. Now, the other thing is that lot seems to be kind of a trapezoid shape with the narrowest edge of the trapezoid being on the street, and right in that area, it's on the curve of the street, and it's actually a rather precarious, precarious drive. You know, it's a sharp curve around the street. Homeowners sometimes have their cars parked out there, or if they're having company, whatever. So that will definitely be a problem, a negative problem there. So that's an issue. Now I heard the architect say that you're 500 feet short of access or egress to the property. I forgot what he said, but is that because of what I just described, the short edge of the trapezoid on the curve of the road? I was speaking to Mr. Fletcher, the architect.
Yes, Mr. Fletcher addressed that in his testimony.
I believe he mentioned the front of the property because of the way the curb line went, that was property that they didn't have access to that would have been over 500 square feet, but they don't have access to it. And that's exactly what you said about the weird curvature of the loop at that corner there. So that was his testimony.
Right. But he didn't really finish the thought in terms of what that lack of 500 feet means.
Well, that's why they're asking for the extra. That's why they're asking for the 22.9 as opposed to the 20%. they wouldn't have needed the 22.9 had that property been zoned for that particular lot block. Mm. So that's why
I took that as two different things. The 22.9 has to do with the square footage, I thought, of the property.
That is correct.
But when he mentioned, okay. But when he mentioned the lack of the 500, when he mentioned the 500 feet, the lack of that, did that have something to do with entry and?
No, had the homeowner had access to the front of the property, that curve there that he mentioned, that would have provided the homeowner with an additional 500 square feet. But since it's not zoned for that particular block, that's why they're coming for us for the overall coverage. So again, we are, to all the property owners on that street, there's gonna be a house put on that property. That's why the applicant bought the property and they wanna put up a home. It's up to us to determine whether it's gonna be a big home out of character with the rest of the homes in the area or not. And that's, you know, there's gonna be a house developed on this property. It's just a matter for us to make sure it's the right home for that neighborhood.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought that that if the zoning doesn't allow it, a house can't be built, right? I thought that's what you're determining tonight, is whether or not the zoning
board will allow. The zoning board is going to determine whether or not they deserve an exception from the zoning requirements.
Okay. And if they don't get the exception, that means they can't build the house? Is that what that means?
Correct.
Okay. So all right. So I just hope that in considering merits, that the board realizes that it's a very narrow area on a curve of the road, which is already, you know, it's already crowded over there. and that's something to be considered, please. Thank you.
Got it.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other with the raised hands, I'm going to close the public portion. Anybody on the board have any questions or comments before?
Yes.
Yes, Steve, go ahead.
I did not hear a sufficient answer to Mr. Keneally's question about why we should go over the 2.9 over the 20% coverage. There's no advantage to the township.
As the board's lawyer, I want to advise you that there are three variances here. The first two, the lot area and the lot width, the applicant has provided proofs that justify a hardship. And when you justify a hardship, you're entitled to relief from those two. The third variance on the lot coverage, there is no hardship. So you have to decide whether or not the planning testimony that was provided by Mr. Fletcher is sufficient enough for you to grant a variance for lot coverage. If you find that it was, then you vote in the affirmative. If you find that it was not, then you would vote to deny that variance.
Okay, I don't have a problem with the other two variances. I fully understand it. It was just last one.
Thank you, Mr. Weissman. Any other members of the board have any questions? Okay, I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to find in favor of the minimum. Who? Minimum lot area.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to make a motion to approve the minimum lot area and the lot width and deny the lot coverage, which was the 22.9. It has to go at 20. Can I get a?
Yes, second? I will second that.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Abstain.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Abstain.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Lanfrit, your application has been denied. We'll memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. And when I say denied, partially granted, partially denied.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. I also thank the board for their time and consideration.
Thank you, sir. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, let's move on to item number 7, 22-ZB-21V, Calvin Samra.
Mr. Samra, are you present?
Yes. Yeah.
Mr. Samra, have you revised your plan?
Yes, I revised the plan to make it smaller. I spoke to the board already. What's his, for his name? And everything was good to come back here.
Do you know what lot coverage you're proposing now?
24.1.
What's your address again? I apologize.
It's 1807 West 5th Street, Piscataway, 8854.
Ellie had it right in front of me. Revised staff report. Mr. Keneally, I believe it's
24.35. Has Mr. Henderson joined the board?
No, I don't see him on yet. The last memorandum was from December 5th, I believe, 2022? Or do we have one after that?
I'm not certain. I didn't see one, but I know that Mr. Hinterstein was working with the applicant. Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Hinterstein is going to join us shortly.
Why don't we move on to item number 8, and I'll tell Mr. Samra to go in the bullpen for a little bit.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Perfect. Great minds think alike there, Mr. Keneally. Is that okay with you, Calvin?
I will just have to leave work because I'm at work right now, so I will.
If you could just be patient for a few minutes, I'm sure Mr. Henderson will join us, and then we'll come back and we'll circle around.
Definitely. I'll be here. Awesome.
Okay, let's move on to item number 8, 22-ZB-75V, Patricia and David Cape.
Are Patricia and David Cape present?
Yes.
Yes, we're here.
Okay, I need to swear both of you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Okay.
The testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Yes.
One at a time, can I have your name and address, please?
Patricia Cape, 447 Valmier Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Dave Cape, 447 Valmier Avenue, Piscataway.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Yes, we're looking to add an addition to go up on our house to add 2 bedrooms, a bathroom, and a sitting area.
Have you seen Mr. Henderson's January 23rd, 2023 report?
I'm sorry?
We can't hear you, Mr. Keneally.
Have you seen Mr. Henderson's January 23rd report?
The staff memorandum that I emailed to you.
Oh, yes.
Could you address the items contained therein?
Okay, so you mean talking about the bulk variance?
Specifically the lot coverage. Maybe I should take Mr. Chadwick's approach. This is way over on lot coverage. It's probably a recommendation of the board and of the board's professionals that you should go back and revisit this application and try and bring down your lot coverage.
What's lot coverage?
Oh, okay.
It's in your best interest because we would look favorable upon it tonight based on the information you're giving us. So you got to tweak it a little bit.
Oh, okay. I never did anything like this before, so.
Okay, no problem. We'll walk you through it.
And we can carry it to a new date. You don't need to notice everybody again.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so what I would recommend you do is contact Mr. Hinterstein and discuss this with him and see if you can come up with an alternative plan.
Okay.
All right.
That's fine.
Laura, what date do we have?
Is February 9th the next?
Yes, Mr. Keneally.
Okay, so why don't we carry this to February 9th with no further notice by the applicant?
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Cape, so get in touch with Henry Hinterstein at the township and work with him in getting the numbers reduced a little bit so you'll have a positive outcome on the 9th of February.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for your patience. Anybody hearing this application is being carried to February 9th with no further notice by the applicant.
Got it.
All right, have a good night. Thank you.
You take care, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Still don't see Mr. Hinterstein, so I'm going to move on.
I'm going to give him a call real quick.
Please do. Should I move on to 9, Jim? Item number 9, 22-EB-99V, Keisha Horton. Is Keisha here?
Is Ms. Horton present?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody.
Before you win, could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Where the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Keisha Horton, 1697 West 4th Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I wanted to just add a gazebo to the backyard. I recently just had the backyard, just landscape, planted flowers, just to make the backyard look more presentable as far as my home is concerned. So I just wanted to add a gazebo to the backyard, enhance the backyard for family, basically family and friend entertainment. I'm a director of a preschool, so I never get to have these privileges. So I just wanted to add an addition to my home as far as the back is concerned.
Have you seen Mr. Hinterstein's January 12, 2023 report?
I believe so, in reference to the lot, the coverage of the lot area.
No, he was asking about the location of the gazebo pavilion.
Okay then. I'm sorry. I probably don't have that paper, but I believe I did. I don't think I have it present with me, but as far as the gazebo was concerned, it's like 10 feet away from the actual side of the other person's, I guess, from the fence to the middle of like my, this is my first time doing this, so
that, gotta bear with me. That's okay. Let me tell you what he recommends.
Okay.
He recommends that the gazebo be located 8 feet from the side property line, as you show it.
Okay.
At least 60 feet from the front property line, which is 10 feet from the bump out to the rear of the house.
And that's exactly, because I had a concrete slab put there. The concrete slab is actually 10 feet away from the area that you are actually talking about. I had a landscaping, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So you can comply with Mr. Hinterstein's recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually talked to my husband about that part too, because we were trying to figure out exactly where it was at from the location when I did get that letter, because I remember getting that letter and bringing it to Ms. Buckley to try to figure out the procedures I needed to follow.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, those are all the concerns raised in Mr. Hinterstein's report, and most of the other variances are existing variances.
Okay, great. Anyone on the board have any questions about this application or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'll make a motion to approve this application for Ms. Horton.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay, call roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Horton, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be there for that. We'll mail that document to you.
Thank you so much, guys. I so appreciate your time.
You have a great night, ma'am. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye, Ms. Buckley. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, where's Waldo? Is he here?
Waldo is having issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to item number 12 then.
Oh, he's
22-ZB-106V. Dania Duran? Did I butcher that, ma'am?
It's Dania, sir. Thank you,
I'm so sorry.
No worries. You're forgiven.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Duran, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
We have Henry.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Dania Duran, 300 Highland Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Sure, sir. We are looking to build a approximately 324 square foot addition to house a master closet and main bathroom. Currently, because of medical issues, my mother-in-law will be moving in with us. And the small spare bedroom that we do have, we are planning to give to her. It is my current closet because we just don't have sufficient space in the main home. And so this addition will help with an additional bathroom and a main closet to hold our clothing.
You may want to check with Mr. Chadwick or with Mr. Hinterstein to see if they have any comments.
How you doing, John?
Pretty good.
Just bear with me for 1 second. I'm just trying to square away. We're on which application?
Number 22-ZB-106V, Dania Duran, 300 Highland Avenue.
Page 5, number 12.
Yeah, I'm really the only issue I had with this application was that the side yard setback was a little bit severe at 6.5. If they could massage that back to 8.5 feet rather than the proposed 6.5 feet, which is rather intense, it appears that it is just for the closet and for the master bath. I think they could work that in, just reducing that the 2 feet. I don't see really any other issues other than that. So at 6.5 feet, it's a little bit tight to that side yard setback. They're willing to meet us, you know, sort of in the middle at that 8.5. I think then there's no other issues with this application.
Is that okay, Dania?
Chairman, with your permission, if I may just share with the board one picture, just to show aesthetically how the 6.5 would be more conducive to the look of the home.
Mr. Rand, I'm sure the bigger home would look nice, but the problem is you have a neighbor and there's residents on each side. So I think the side yard setback of 10 feet, which is what the requirement is, you know, you're asking for almost, you know, half of that, or, you know, it's quite substantial when you're only looking at 10 feet. If you looked at the percentage, it would be like a 35% deviation from what the ordinance is. So that's why I'm saying I think the 8.5 is a good compromise. I'm not disputing the fact that I'm sure it looks good, but now you're putting this mass, which is the house, closer to the property line than what's allowed. So you have to think of the neighbors, you have to think of future neighbors, and you have to just think of the open air, of the developing of the houses. You're outside the requirement. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be allowed to go a little bit outside that requirement, but I think that median is that 8.5 foot number. That's my opinion. Again, I'm not disputing your house would look pretty at 6.5. That's not really the issue though.
Understood, Mr. Hinterstein, and I will accept the compromise.
Thank you, Dania. I think we can move forward on this with that compromise. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application or for this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to turn it over to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments for Dania and her application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
All right, close the public portion, and I'll make a motion to approve this application for Mr. Rand. Can I get a second? Thank you. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Rand, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy of that document to you.
Thank you, Chairman Cahill and board. Have a wonderful evening.
You have a great night. Thank you. All right, let's backtrack to item number 7, 22-ZB-21V. Henry, that's on page 2, and it's Calvin Samra. Calvin, you still at work? You're muted, bro.
I'm here. I still at work.
Okay. We have our expert here to help you out with ironing out this application. So, Henry, do you have any comments about this?
You know, Mr. Sommer's been kind and you know, taking the time to discuss with me the application and revising it a few times. I actually think he even went a little bit beyond what I had asked. You know, I thought he was going to perhaps eliminate the gazebo on the back, which I thought, you know, wouldn't be as important as his addition. But as it turned out, Mr. Samra actually reduced the size of the addition even more, and that really substantially reduced the his original coverage variance to, I think, a much more reasonable and acceptable amount, in my opinion. So I think the revised plan as proposed now, I believe the coverage variance is 24.17 currently versus what the original amount was. I believe it was in the 28s, as a matter of fact. So he's really pared that back and tried to work with the township. And so as revised, I don't see any issues. I think he said he's willing to relocate that one section of fence further back so that it's not in the front yard setback to the extent that it is now. And I think we're good. I think it could be, it could be approved, you know, based on the conditions of the fence from that staff report, the shed being simply a 100 square feet or less, and the addition as revised, and I think we're all good to go.
Okay, great.
Mr. Hinderstein, do any of the other variances change because he's reduced the lot coverage?
The only thing that's changed is the lot coverage variance, which is, I believe, going down to 24.17%. And the gazebo will stay and the shed will be 100 square feet or less.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to close that portion and open it up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application for Mr. Samra?
No one, Chairman.
No, close the public portion, and I'll make a motion to approve Mr. Summers' application. Can I get a second? Thank you. Can I get a roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Summer, your application as amended has been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting and send a copy to you. You'll need that to get your permit.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Samra, for working with us on this application. Good luck forward.
Thank you. You guys have a great night and a great weekend. Okay?
Sure.
Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you. Let's go on to item 13, 22-ZB-107V, Anil Soni.
Is Mr. Soni present?
Yeah.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Anil Soni, 512 Plainfield Avenue, Scottway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
When I bought this house, the deck was there already, but 3 feet little bit bigger from the backyard, the back property. But I bought the house because I like the size of the deck. And it looks like this deck very old, maybe a long time ago. And no issues with the neighbors right now. Anyone, when I bought the house last year, nobody complained. Even all the neighbors are nice. Nobody complained about that. So I like to keep it as it is.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check with Mr. Henderson.
Yeah, Henry, can you go over your site impact?
Yeah, there really isn't much of a site impact. I think this application, the deviation is somewhat de minimis. The existing deck seems to have been there for a long time. It's slightly over the rear yard setback. There's a decent amount of vegetation on the property line. So I don't see any issues with this application. I think the deviation is de minimis in nature and can be granted as such.
Thank you, Henry. I appreciate it. Any other members of the board have any questions about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chair.
Close the public portion, and I'll make a motion to approve this application for the Sony family.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's take a vote.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care, guys. Good luck.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on to item number 14, the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of January 12, 2023.
The first resolution is Dish Wireless exemption from site plan. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
We can't hear you.
Roy?
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
How do you hear anything?
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is the Verizon application, the exemption from site plan. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, Jonathan Stuhl, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next, Frank Barber, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Kenneth Mezariegos, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Hillary?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
James Murray, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Thomas Varughese, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Prakash Sen, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Hillary?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Gary Sumar, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Blunt?
Yes.
Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Sami Abdelrahman, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Hugo Taranzo, would you vote to approve? Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions we have this evening.
Item number 15, which is the adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of January 12, 2023. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item number 16, make a motion to adjourn. We made it. Thank God. Everyone have a great night. Thanks again for your volunteerism.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Have a good weekend.